KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 4 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with light snow or flurries redeveloping, mainly this afternoon, a high around 5, with a wind chill value around 20 degrees below zero, as winds will be northerly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Well, in the news, first of all, we have a couple of, actually about four school districts that are starting late this morning. 2-hour late starts today are in store for Bedford, Griswold, Red Oak, and Stanton. Again, those are 2-hour late starts for Bedford, Griswold, Red Oak, and Stanton. And the Southwestern Community College will open at 9 a.m. today. In the news this hour, the Creston Police Department on Monday said two people were arrested over the weekend on drug and other charges. Saturday evening, 21-year-old Noah Young of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, and domestic abuse assault. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $1,000. Sunday night, 33-year-old Sunita Phipps of Creston was arrested at the Creston Walmart store for theft in the third degree, possession of meth, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Phipps was later released from the Union County Jail on a $3,300 bond. Sunday afternoon, 25-year-old Tyler White of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. White remained in the jail this morning, held on $1,000 bond. And Friday morning, 51-year-old Tony Fizer of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Sunday had reported 533 new cases of the COVID-19 virus since the previous 24-hour cycle, for a pandemic total of 324,405 positive cases. No additional deaths due to COVID-19 were reported in the latest cycle on Sunday. The total number of deaths since the beginning of the pandemic remains at 5,108. Long-term care facility outbreaks were unchanged at 44. Long-term care center patients testing positive amount to 1,400, with 913 having recovered from the virus. Deaths at long-term care centers account for 2,093 of the total deaths statewide, and LTCs report 2,093 persons at those care centers have recovered from the virus. COVID-19 hospitalization data show 316 are hospitalized compared to 336 previously. 68 patients were in an ICU, 69 were admitted, and 32 were on ventilators. In RMCC Region 4, those hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 17 were hospitalized with COVID, 10 are in an ICU, one person was admitted since Saturday, and three people were on a ventilator. Statewide positivity rate remains essentially steady. The 14-day positivity rate is unchanged at 8.9%. The 7-day average dropped from 6.8% to 6.1%, and a total of 293,598 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. The risks facing healthcare providers, retail staff, and public service employees during the COVID-19 crisis has brought renewed focus on workplace safeguards. In Iowa, there is a push to add protections for a certain class of hospitality workers. The state's 2008 law that prohibits smoking in public places includes an exemption for casinos, which can still allow lighting up on the gaming floors. Some venues, including all of the state's tribal casinos, have temporarily banned indoor smoking during COVID-19. Health advocates say it's time for Iowa to institute a permanent ban. Stacy Freeland of the American Heart Association said this longstanding concern has more urgency now.
So we have had casino workers in the past reach out to our coalition about having to be exposed to secondhand smoke. But in this time that we're in right now, it only makes sense to provide health to all of our workers throughout the state.
Freeland says they also want to protect non-smoking patrons at casinos. Her group is in talks with lawmakers to get a bill introduced this session that would amend the law. In the past, state-licensed casinos have argued against such efforts, saying it would hurt their ability to attract customers, especially those near bordering states that also allow casino smoking. But Freeland says if casinos want to stay relevant, they should try to cater to a customer base that could keep their operations thriving in the long run.
A lot of your younger population is accustomed to having smoke-free places.
The Heart Association also is pushing for passage of a bill that would pave the way for e-cigarettes to be covered by the Smoke-Free Air Act. Iowa authorities are investigating after a Bettendorf police officer shot and killed a man who was involved in a domestic dispute. Bettendorf police say officers were called to a home around 12:15 a.m. Sunday because of a dispute between a man and a woman, but the couple had left the area before officers arrived. About an hour and a half later, the man and woman were found in a vehicle. Police say the woman exited the vehicle and told officers the man had threatened to kill her with a handgun. Police say the man refused to comply with officers' commands before an officer shot him during the confrontation. And a teenager charged in a fatal shooting at a shopping mall in eastern Wisconsin was extradited from Iowa, where he was arrested days after the slaying. Law enforcement officers traveled to Iowa on Friday to pick up 17-year-old Desmond Ellis. He was taken into custody in Des Moines on Thursday. Online records show Ellis was booked into the Outagamie County Jail in Appleton, Wisconsin, shortly before midnight Friday. Ellis had waived his right to an extradition hearing in Iowa. He's accused of killing 19-year-old Giovanni Frosto at the Fox River Mall in Grand Chute, Wisconsin on January 31st. That was over an argument about a girl. A bystander was wounded in that incident. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.